Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014. I'm Michael Lauer, and we're here in OAUG's booth in Moscone West, booth 3131 in beautiful San Francisco, California, having a great time. And we're wrapping up, but things are certainly not winding down. But this will be our last interview. Sad, but we're ending on a high note. We have back with us Miss Elisa Johnson, the president of OAUG. How are you doing, Elisa?
I'm good. How are you, Michael?
Good. So it's good to have you back on.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Back for more, huh?
Yes. As I was telling you, I'm a little bit tireder than I was first in the week.
You must be a glutton for punishment.
That's right. Well, no, you have. There's so much to see and to learn.
I know. So are you enjoying the conference? Are you having a good time at it?
Yes. The sessions have been great. A lot of good content. Great opportunity to network with fellow Oracle users.
Yeah, and the big push is the cloud, and you and I are going to touch on that in a little bit. But before we get to that, one of the big draws for OAUG membership is these special interest groups, right?
Yes, that's correct. And we actually on Sunday had the user group forums, and so all of those special interest groups and geographic groups got to meet together. And so
Which is always cool, right?
Absolutely. So you can do things, virtually, but face-to-face is the best, right?
Still king of the hill.
That's right. And so here at Open World and then also at Collaborate are the two times that they can really have an opportunity to meet face-to-face, especially for the special interest groups. And so I've heard great feedback from the people that attended those sessions, that they learned a lot and got to talk about problems unique to their focus area, whether it was public sector or general ledger, got to get a lot of good information.
So for someone who's interested in being a member who is not involved with SIG, what is a special interest group? Why is it important to me?
Yes, so one of the missions of the OAUG is to provide information on Oracle applications and also to give people an opportunity to network together. So one of the affiliates that we have are those special interest groups. And if you go out to our website at oaug.org, you can go to the GeoSIG tab, and it'll give you a list of all of the opportunities, over 50, that you can choose from. And so really can look at what your job role is, the things that you're interested in. And it's really easy to sign up. You just click on the link and it'll take you right there.
So about how many SIGs do you guys have? I'm sure you have quite a few.
Yeah, over 50. So it's a really important part of our delivery.
Now, something that I think is really cool about this SIG concept is sometimes people won't join a user group because they feel like they do a lot of little things, but none of them really great, But one of the cool things about these SIGs is that the people involved in each SIG are dedicated to that one particular topic, right?
That's exactly right. And one of the things they also do is they reach out to the people in Oracle that are focused on those subject matter areas and bring them in for the meetings and, again, can discuss the topics that are just, those subject matter experts, right?
Right.
It's really important because, like you said, a lot of times you don't want to, you can hear like the EBS roadmap session, which is also important. But if you are having trouble getting your books to close in GL, you want to go to a GL session where you can talk to other users that may have had similar problems.
So I think the takeaway for the SIG is and you correct me if you have something to add here, but there's three lines of communication that I think potential members need to find important, right? There's the communication between users, right, sharing best practices. There's the papers that are submitted, right, at the Collaborate. And then there are the lines of communication with Oracle. And that I think that's the coolest thing to me as an outsider looking in is they really want to be in communication with the users, right? It's not like they feel like they have to because you guys have a lot of clout with them, but they are genuinely excited about talking with you guys.
Absolutely. They don't want to do any development in a vacuum. One of the things that's was announced at Open World this year is the Oracle support communities, and this is something that OAUG really worked with Oracle on getting this going in terms of saying, hey, there's a need in the user community to provide you feedback on these areas. So they did a pilot program over the last year with procurement, and now they've released 21 different product applications that it's really crowdsourcing, right? So you can go in and put what your enhancement request is, where you, the direction you'd like to see that application going in, and then users can go in and vote up or down, and really development starts, you know, looks at that and says, okay, I think we can work on these, and then you'll have the visibility into it.
Yeah, that was one of the things I think we talked about earlier. Yeah. That is just really cool because you can see if someone has the same problem, you can comment on it, add to it, and vote up. And like you said, it's making the communication stronger and faster. But
yes,
the big push here, and I think we talked about this earlier, and we certainly talked about it with other guests, is the big push is cloud.
Yes.
Right? And so you guys are starting a new special interest group for cloud, right?
Yes, we are, and very excited about that. The cloud applications special interest group. When you look at it, it's very important. In fact, when I did some analysis, one of the things you do when you set up your profile on OAUG is you kind of check, okay, these are the areas that I'm interested in. Over 700 of our members checked cloud applications. Now, probably not all of those have currently implemented that.
But they're thinking about it.
Exactly. And so that's why we need to have that special interest group, because we need to have a place where those people can come together. So we've already started the initial things that need to be done to organize it. And so I think in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you'll see something coming out. If you want more information, you can go to geo-sig@oracle.com. Send an email to that email address, and you can be in on the ground floor. We really need people that have implemented the cloud apps or very interested in the cloud apps to join us, join the people that are starting it, and be leaders in that group.
So as the conference kind of not necessarily comes to a close, but starts heading that way, are there any things left that you're really excited about? Or and part two is, what is the big thing that you've taken away from the conference?
Yeah, so I think everybody's excited about the appreciation event tonight.
Yeah, Aerosmith,
they can go
right?
go see Aerosmith. But I think for me, one of the things I'm going to go check out tomorrow is the Oracle Application Testing Suite. So that's a fairly new product that they've delivered that gives automation to your testing, and they have some pre-built content. So I want to check out that and see how that's working. And I think for me, although I think the cloud message is one that I really want to, again, take back to OAUG and make sure that we're servicing members in that area in terms of content, in terms of opportunities to talk about at webinars. I know that at Collaborate, we're going to have some centralized focused on the cloud. So our users can look for that coming forward. So I think that's really what I've taken away from the week at Open World.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are the tip of the spear when it comes to this stuff, so you have to be on top of it all, right?
That's right. In fact, I was talking to someone else earlier in the day, and they asked me, how does Oracle look different than it did in the year 2000? And I said, from an OAUG perspective, the breadth of the products that we have to support and that we need to, provide content for our users has grown exponentially, really. I mean, because Oracle has really been in acquisition mode, right? So
right.
We have somebody on our board now that is a very heavy Primavera user. We have another that's a expert in Hyperion. And so one of the things we look for in our leaders is that, kind of diversity in application areas. It's not just one product anymore.
Right. So looking forward, and especially as this event comes to a close, people start to look more and more at Collaborate, right? That's the next big event.
That's right.
What should people be excited about?
Well, I think, again, we'll have some great keynotes. I think that the content that you see what I'm excited about is the fact that we've opened up the voting for our paper database to the users. And so I think that we're user-driven kinds of content, because now you're going to get, you know, what you want to hear about. Definitely have some things about cloud. Another thing that we've had really good success with in the last couple of years is meet the expert sessions. So those are more informal, and if you have questions, you're going to be able to come and really talk to the people at Oracle that are in those areas. We sit at round tables and, you know, have different questions at each table. And so I'm always excited about that. And sometimes those are a little bit harder to see on the schedule, right? Because it's not just a topic area, but definitely I would encourage people to look for those meet the experts, because when you attend, of course, not everybody in your company can attend. We would love that.
Right.
Come bring everybody, but you know, the company can't shut down. But I would definitely recommend people, you know, talking to their coworkers and say, hey, what do you want me to find out about, you know, when I come to collaborate? And those meet the expert sessions are a great, you know, forum for that.
And one way to get there for free is getting a paper. Right?
Accepted. That's right.
So get it in by October 10th. What, title and abstract by October 10th?
That's
is that right?
That's exactly right. And a couple of tips on that.
Spellcheck would be one of them.
Yeah. I think we talked about this, that we have,
maybe,
you know, a clever title, you know.
That's right.
You don't want to be, it really grabs people's attention, because I don't know if some of the listeners know, but we have over 1,500 submissions for papers. So it's very competitive. There's a lot to, you know, kind of wade through in terms of the voting, I think. So something that'll grab their attention. And get it in by October 10th. That's the that's a hard deadline.
Well, Lisa, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and we got to continue this conversation and collaborate and just share what's going on at that great event.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for you guys coming and helping us. I know it's always a big draw at the booth, and we really appreciate all that you give for OAEG.
Oh, it's not a problem. It's a blast for us to be here.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. We're at Oracle Open World 2014. That's all for us. We'll catch you next time.